A team of first responders trained in water rescues has returned to Vermont from a deployment to Texas, assisting with searches in areas hit by Hurricane Harvey. The team was stationed in rural Orange County, Texas, near the border with Louisiana. They were welcomed back to Vermont today by Governor Phil Scott and other state officials. I caught up with the rescue team's leader, Michael Cannon, outside the state office complex in Waterbury, and asked him to describe what he saw in Texas.
The county that we were in was probably inundated with floodwaters for at least 90% of the county, and there was five or six incorporated cities within that county, all of them underwater to some degree. The thing that comes to mind that left a lasting impression on me is a city called Rose City, which is on the Neches River, N-E-C-H-E-S, and that borders Beaumont, Texas, and the Neches, the river had completely flooded the city on intentional dam releases. So all while we were there for the week, that city remained under floodwaters, covering homes and businesses up to the roofs, and it remains that way today as we speak. They indicated it would take months to get the dam levels down to safe levels where they could manage the river, so they're just intentionally running water, and unfortunately some areas get flooded.
And so as you're going through those floodwaters, describe what were you doing there?
Our task was to conduct primary searches in areas where county believed searches might not have been done or done in an adequate manner. So we were a rotation team. We were replacing a team that was in there that had already been working for a week. So our job was to basically go to the areas of that county that they were not sure had been searched previously. So we were just their confirmation on everybody's okay, these people are unaccounted for, or this is what we found.
As an out-of-state crew coming into that area, what was the response like from locals or other responders that you were working with?
The responders were from all across the United States. We were working with a team out of Ohio, a team out of Virginia, and a state task force out of Alabama. And all of those people were gracious. We worked well with them, and we integrated with the Ohio team. And the local population was just unbelievable. I mean, we're talking about these people have lost, or at least 90% of that population had lost everything out of their homes, and they were wanting to provide us food, wanting to provide us whatever staples they thought were necessary to keep us going, which, you know, we come into those disasters without trying to put a footprint on their problem. So we come in totally self-sufficient, and then they're bringing us meals, which is just something that I have a hard time, you know, comprehending. It's just unbelievable.
So now Irma, of course, has hit Florida and the Caribbean and other parts of the South. Is your team, if you were to be called, prepared to go down for another similar mission?
Yeah, you know, what you have to look at with this, and I know that there's some pretty good flooding going on right now along the southeastern seaboard with Savannah and Charleston and some of these areas due to the surge. It's a total different hurricane. On the extent that Harvey sat there for 6 days and just dropped 52 inches of rain on everyone. So the flooding was unbelievable. Irma moved up a little bit quicker. The damage, not to discount it, is severe. But they're going to look for different assets in those areas. They're going to look for light urban search and rescue teams to go in and search some of the devastated areas. And we are up to that task. There have only been a few requests. They've already been met. So I doubt you'll see us go down there unless there's a specific request for a resource that we can meet.
So given what you saw in Texas, and given the past that Vermont has seen significant flooding, especially in Irene, do you think Vermont is prepared to respond if another flood event on a large scale hit the state?
You know, Hurricane Irene, which we all lived through, was a pretty large event for us, you know, and I equate it to being as equal to the flood of 27. It just happens to be that we have modern flood control conveyances in place where they didn't there. And a lot of the communities were built up along the river basins then, and we've learned from lessons where previous floods is now that's all floodplain, and we've moved them to somewhat safer location. You know, if we were to have another Hurricane Irene event, it would still be a major disaster in the state of Vermont. And while we have some resources to throw at it, we still wouldn't have enough. We'd have to, you know, ask for mutual aid from outside states.
Do you think doing a trip like this that you just did, does that give some goodwill to for other states to come in were there to be a disaster here in Vermont?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, at least from our standpoint, we had a lot of assets that came in and helped us in the days following Hurricane Irene. I think this is a great way for the state of Vermont to try to return that generosity and show that, you know, we're able to send you some resources. We're a small state. You know, the state of North Carolina has an unbelievable water rescue program, and they have a lot of resources staged in North Carolina. You know, we have a fraction of that in Vermont, but those resources are there for a reason because they are a flood-prone state due to the hurricanes. So, yes, I'd like to think that, you know, this is great what Vermont did. I think there's going to be more resource requests coming in, and they'll probably honor whatever they can.
Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Michael Cannon is the leader of Vermont's Swift Water Rescue Team. You're listening to VPR.